happen? Well, it's a long story.
Dead.
Hi there. What have you brought today? Tell me.
A contender.
It's main event time. And now, I give you your incredible...
Yes! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
It is day five of movie month. Yes, it's my fifth annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
Hello, my friends, hello. I just called to let you know I just watched Thor Ragnarok. So I'm here to say that it's the fifth day. Hello. Good evening, everybody. It's the fifth day of movie month, and yes, I am here to say that I just completed watching Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok. I started this movie at 7:30 this morning, but I only watched a little bit of it, and then I had to work, watched a little more at lunch, and then I finished it this evening, and I have to say, what an enjoyable, fun movie. Yes, Marvel did it again. I knew that this movie was going to be good just because of all the great reviews, and also, the previews looked great, the Rotten Tomatoes number looked good, but really, what I was excited about was the fact that the director was Taika Waititi, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who I've become a giant fan of, from what we do in the shadows. He is the star and the director and one of the writers of that movie. He's worked on Flight of the Conchords. Last year, if you look up Movie Month 2017, I did a movie called Hunt of the Wilder People, and he wrote and directed that, and that was a fun, great New Zealand movie starring a kid, I can't remember his name, Julian something or other, and Sam Neill, and Julian, I can't remember his name, was the kid in Deadpool 2, and Sam Neill, well, he just happened to be in Thor Ragnarok. Oh, you didn't know that? The guy from Jurassic Park was in Thor Ragnarok? Yes. Now, obviously, I'm going to spoil this. This movie came out late last year or earlier this year. I don't remember. But I'm spoiling it, so you obviously have seen it. So even the little cameos, like Sam Neill. Sam Neill was in this? Yes. When Thor goes back to Asgard and sees Loki, who's pretending to be Odin, watching a play about Thor and Loki and Odin, Sam Neill actually played Loki. The awesome part was that Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth's brother, played Thor, and Matt Damon played Loki, as far as, you know, they were putting on the theater, the little stage performance, which I thought was great. Now, Taika Waititi is also, you know, a funny actor, and he is actually the voice of that rock monster, who I can't remember the guy's name, but, you know, he talked like this, and he had a real little, you know, he had the New Zealand accent, and he was very much like, hello, we're going to get on that ship. That was the director, Taika Waititi. And I realized I love the delivery of New Zealand actors, because the guys on Flight of the Conchords, they have that short little talk. They talk like this, and, you know, sometimes they say things like this under their breath, or they talk real just kind of direct, and it's very funny. I really liked it in Hunt of the Wilder People, What We Do in the Shadows, and, of course, this Taika's character in this movie. Very funny. The whole movie was a lot of fun. You know, actually, brighter. You know, Thor: Dark World was just that. It was really dark, and I didn't love it. I don't remember liking it all that much. But this one has just brightened things up. You know, it's like it took a page out of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Very colorful villains. Jeff Goldblum was a lot of fun. Cate Blanchett was great, because, you know, it's like bringing in a real, oh, it's a bug in my hair, bringing in like a real, like a very serious actress to play this, the big bad of the movie was very cool. I believe the giant devil monster was, the voice was Clancy Brown, who you'd know from a ton of things, but he's the guard from Shawshank. Jeez, what else? Obviously, Idris Elba is friggin' cool, whatever he does. And it took me a while to recognize Carl Urban, but with Carl Urban's shaved head now, you have to be kind of an 80s metal guy to know who this is. But the band Queensryche, their lead singer is Jeff Tate. Now, when Queensryche was, you know, really big, he would Jeff Tate wore his hair greased back in a ponytail. Time has gone by, and the follicles have come and gone for Jeff. And last time I've seen him in concert a couple of years ago, he would wear a hat or he'd be completely bald. And he kind of had like a little bit of the eye makeup and the beard, the goatee going, and he looked. Carl Urban looked exactly like Jeff Tate, minus those weird tattoo things on his head. That, he was a good character because, you know, he was that guy who did whatever he could to survive, but then at the end gained a conscience and came back. And, you know, Mark Ruffalo was just great to have Hulk, like really see some Hulk ass kickery and see Hulk kind of advance as a character. I feel like he's talked more in this than anything else. He was the Hulk for 2 years. You did see Scarlett Johansson in there for a second, you know, just like as a cameo in a kind of a clip of a video. And that kind of helped Hulk calm down and turn back into Bruce Banner. I almost said David Banner, but that's just the television show. Because the TV execs thought Bruce was too much of a wimpy name, so they had him be David Banner. That's a true story. Look it up. But everybody knows that, right? So, I very much enjoy this movie. I'm getting closer and closer to catching up with all the Marvel movies. And I'm trying to figure out how all these movies connect. I've seen Guardians, Spider-Man, and Thor now. And besides seeing different characters, apparently Jeff Goldblum was in the Guardians of the Galaxy in a scene. I didn't see it. And that's still kind of its own thing. Even though they are going to be brought into Avengers, there is nothing. That's everything that happened there is their own story. With Spider-Man, obviously there's some stuff. We see Iron Man. We see them moving into the new Avengers, Hall of Justice, whatever you want to call it. And Spider-Man isn't quite an Avenger yet, but he probably will be. But there wasn't anything major in Spider-Man as far as what is coming in Avengers. And in Thor, I think we did see something. So I liked that we saw the Infinity Gauntlet, but they said it was fake in Thor and he just kind of pushed it over. I loved every time they showed the Tesseract, and when Loki saw it, I thought that was really cool. But I think that last scene, the credit scene, where Thor and Loki are talking and all of a sudden they see this giant spaceship, I'm guessing this has some connection to Infinity War, but I don't know what it is. And maybe, see, I feel like the end of Guardians has a connection to the next Guardians movie, but not a connection to Infinity War, when they showed that Adam thing, which I guess is supposed to be Adam Warlock. So, couple of the things. I just loved the, I love the use of Hammer of the Gods, Led Zeppelin. It seemed like it was almost like if young kids would probably thought, oh, this is a cool song written for Thor. No, this is a song that's been around for decades and decades and decades. It just happens to fit. And it seems like it almost was written about Thor because it talks about Valhalla and Hammer of the Gods and I was born in the ice and snow. It fits perfectly. And I liked how they used it, but I have to say, they used it earlier in the movie when he said, "Who are you, the God of Thunder?" I'm honest, I kind of wish that the bass track from Kiss's God of Thunder started playing, that boom, 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 boom. That would have just, I would have just went, yeah! We don't need to see Thunderstruck again, because, though I never get tired of that, it just started the other day in Deadpool 2. And I loved seeing kind of Loki and the Valkyrie girl, who she was great too. Tessa Thompson is the actress. She's not British. She's American. She was in Creed. She totally fooled me. I thought she was a British actress. But I remember her from Creed now. But just seeing her, seeing the Hulk, seeing Loki, seeing Thor all fighting together, seeing when those monsters showed up, you know, he's like, hey, you want to get in the ship? And then they started fighting all the aliens. I hope he's going to be in future movies with Taika Waititi. You know, making yourself the voice of a character, really, kind of, and making that character survive, it's not a bad investment, not a bad move. So I am excited to see what they do with Thor. I really hope if there's a fourth Thor, did I say a third? A fourth Thor, another Thor, that they give Taika the reins to direct again. Now, I'm saying this because I really do not know. Oh, there's a bunny rabbit. I'm outside. I'm going to get as close as I can to the bunny rabbit. I really don't know what happens in Age of Ultron. I don't know who lives. I don't know who dies. I don't know who really is who dies and is really dead. I don't know who's not coming back. One jerky friend of mine started saying, oh, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, shut the F up. And I'm covering my ears. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit's running into the woods. No, he's still outside. I'm going to get closer to him. So I don't know what's happening. So I'm making all this speculation. And you, the listener, may have already seen Thor, may have already seen Infinity War. And you already know what happens. So, you know, I could be way off. Maybe there is not going to be Thor 4. Maybe Thor is done. Maybe, but they can't be. I mean, we're gearing up for this has been 10 years since Iron Man. All this has been leading to Infinity War. And there is going to be, isn't there Infinity War Part 2 and Avengers 4? So, I mean, they could have just got rid of everybody. This felt more like an Avengers movie than any of the other ones because it had main Avengers. It had Thor. It had Loki. It had the Hulk. We saw Black Widow. So, even though Iron Man was in Spider-Man, and Spider-Man is going to be an Avenger, this felt more closer to that, even though it wasn't on Earth. All except for a second. Oh yeah, we saw Dr. Stephen Strange. God, that was, I watched that this morning. That's why I forgot about it. But seeing Benedict Cumberbatch doing some of his magic things, his whatever he is, a sorcerer, being Dr. Strange, that was cool to see because that was a movie that I was like, I almost forgot about. But I really enjoyed that movie, and I forgot Thor was in that movie. I think. Thor being in that movie was a scene from this. Because I think I remember Thor having a big cup, glass of beer. I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, that's what I remember. So anyway, I've actually rambled more than I have in a few days because I'm outside, because I'm it's nighttime. I don't have work to do. There is no... my wife isn't picking me up from the train, so there's no real deadline, but alas, I am done. And I want to thank you for listening. Now, just going to go through the stuff where you can find me, because let's say you just happen to find this and you have no idea why you're here or what you're listening to. My name is Mike. This show is called Geek Mentality. It's a podcast, very rarely done. I have a spinoff called Stranger Danger, which is all about Stranger Things. But if you subscribe to this podcast, you get that one automatically. So for that podcast, you can, it has its own feed, but you don't have to worry about that. If you subscribe to Geek Mentality, you get Stranger Things, Stranger Danger, automatically. I did two seasons of that for the two seasons of Stranger Things, and that, of course, is going to come back when Stranger Things comes back. So you can find Geek Mentality on iTunes. Now, my Twitter and my Instagram, that's kind of the best way to reach out to me. That is Geek Mentality, all one word. At Geek Mentality on Twitter, at Geek Mentality on Instagram. Geek Mentality does not have a Facebook page, but our main website does have a Facebook page, and that's fans.experts. So if you go to facebook.com/fans.experts, you'll find every post for every movie month. You'll find it on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And, of course, you can find everything we do at fansnotexperts.com. And I'm just going to go through things. We have Geek Mentality with its side project, Stranger Danger. There's a Metallica podcast that my cousin does on there called Metallicast. There's a hair metal podcast that I do called The Hair Metal Lab. Together, we do a wrestling podcast called WrestleFania. And then I also, for some reason, started a podcast called Inside the XFL about the XFL. Why? Because why not? I could just do a podcast and just start a podcast, and who cares? You know, it's free to do, it's fun to do, and that's why we do these things, right? I know, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that a lot of guys do, and, you know, I don't know how many listeners they have. I guarantee they all have more listeners than me, but for the most part, I know none of these guys are doing this for money. They're doing it for fun. Luckily, this doesn't really cost me any money, so I can have a little more fun because I don't have to balance it out by paying for much of anything. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I'm just rambling, which is a good indication that I should be done podcasting. So, for Movie Month, Day 5, tomorrow is Day 6. I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to do a Marvel movie or not. I'm trying to time things for Friday to see if hopefully I can go see Avengers, which means I only have one more movie to see, and that is Black Panther. The question is, do I watch Black Panther tomorrow, or do I watch Black Panther on Thursday? That's really the mystery, and you're going to find that out tomorrow. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's listen to my theme song.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome, my mom says. Please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.